my teachers in the beginning always said that, you know, when I started with the Qigong and the Tai Chi and the Kung Fu, but my teacher always said that you really don't need to do anything else, that this really has it all. And the more I've done and the more I've come back around, I realize that. And that in everything in my life, I attribute to the energy that I've cultivated through the practice of Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it has been so helpful to my clients with their anxiety. And our society has gotten so out of hand with the stress, especially with what's going on financially in our world. And there's just this underlying level of just, you know, anxiety within most people, even though they don't realize it's happening. It's just, we're buzzing. And Qigong is a wonderful, gentle way of reconnecting yourself and centering yourself and helping to calm your heart and pacify your spirit, because what happens is, as you said in the introduction, the heart is related to fire, and what happens is that the fire gets raging, and then it goes out, it becomes too excessive, and that's when the anxiety happens. So, you know, you need to nurture and calm that energy of the heart, and at the same time strengthen your kidney energy, which is the mother of the heart, and bring the fire down to the kidneys, down to the life gate fire that's located right between the kidneys. And in that way, the water from the kidneys dampens the fire from the heart, and you can calm those anxious feelings. And it's,
so why don't you, what you're doing is throwing out, you know, some terms that we use commonly in the English language, but in traditional Chinese medicine, they have some different meanings. And why not just to give foundation for people, you know, you're talking about elements, and then you're talking about organ, sort of, if you want to explain,
right. You
know, perhaps just briefly go through the elements that are recognized in traditional Chinese medicine, and just kind of talk about the organ systems, because they're more symbolic rather than actually, you know, representing them. But I think that'd be good to just kind of go over that to give folks a foundation in that.
This comes from the law of the five elements, which is applied in Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. And the organs that are part of the main organs that are part of the five elements are the elements are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. And the fire is associated with the heart, and the earth with the spleen, fire, earth, then the metal with the lungs, fire, earth, metal, and then wood is with the liver, fire, earth, metal, water.
Water
is the kidney.
Uh-huh.
Wood is the liver, and then you go back into the heart. And then the fire, earth, metal, water, wood is a Shen cycle, where the heart nourishes the spleen, and the spleen nourishes the lungs, and the lungs nourish the kidneys, and the kidneys nourish the liver, and then the liver nourishes the heart. And then there is a co-cycle, which is the controlling cycle, where the heart controls the lungs control the liver controls the spleen controls the kidney, and the kidney controls the heart. And it's in a star, and it's called a co-cycle, where one element, one organ, controls the other. And that's where that connection that I just spoke about, where the heart controls the heart, comes in, is on that co-cycle. And when I speak about the heart or the kidneys or any of those organs, I'm talking about the energetics of them. Not the heart itself, but the energy of the heart. And when I speak about the energy of the heart, I'm speaking about its function to nourish the blood vessels and to act as a switchboard where it controls and keeps all of the organs connected. And I'm talking about the emotion of sadness and or laugh, that too much joy is the negative place, you know, when you're having heart problems. There's
too much joy?
Too much joy. Like, have you ever known a person that is everything you say to them, they laugh?
Oh, okay.
That's when there's an excess of heart fire in the body and the person laughs too much. Or you have someone that never has any joy. They have a lack of joy. That's pointing to the heart energy. And then when you look towards the kidneys, the function, the Chinese medicine function of the kidneys is to spark the energy of the whole body. It nourishes, the kidneys nourish the bones. The emotion of the kidneys is fear. So too much fear injures the kidney. The kidneys nourish the ears, the hair on the head. And so that's how we work in Chinese medicine when we think about these organ systems. But when you apply it to Western medicine, when people have heart problems in Western medicine, they often have problems with their kidneys. So it does relate to Western medicine sometimes, especially in that situation.
Uh-huh.
And so what we do when there's this excess stress and anxiety and palpitations, we strengthen the kidneys. The water of the kidneys, that's the element that the kidneys are associated with, strengthen the water so it can control the heart fire better.
Hmm. Definitely different than Western medicine.
Yes, it's a total different construct, paradigm of the way we look at the body. And the whole purpose of techniques such as acupuncture and acupressure and qigong and tai chi is to balance the way the organs interact with each other on this nourishing and this controlling cycle. And we're also working with the yin and yang energy, which is the polar opposites that exist in our universe, the hard and soft, inner and outer, hot and cold, dry and wet, and male and female energies. And so when we practice qigong and tai chi and we receive acupuncture, it's also balancing the yin and yang energies of the body.